We're on the top of Tesamid Beis. Hodr Yashli Likomid Boy Elohu. After this, they sat and they had the following Shaila. These were. Rabbi Yehuda ben Gerin, Rabbi Yonashon ben Ashmi and Rabbi Yehuda ben Gerin. So they sat and they had the following shayla. Ksiv yikora hi mitninim v'chol kafatzecha lo yushbu ba. Torah, limud ha-Torah is greater than all of your personal things. V'chetze shamayim yushbu ba, but it's not greater than mitzvahs. That means if you're learning Torah, you have to stop and do a mitzvah. And we don't say that Talmud Torah also permits for potter min ha-mitzvah. It doesn't apply to Talmud Torah. Uksiv kol chafetzim lo yishvuva. Another pasuk says kol chafetzim, even chetzei shemayim. Afilu chetzei shemayim. You don't stop learning Torah for doing a mitzvah. Where it says kam b'mitzvah she'efshar la'asos al-yedei acherim, kam b'mitzvah she'efshar la'asos al-yedei acherim. Mitzvah that somebody else can do. You're not allowed to stop learning Torah. Let somebody else do the mitzvah. And the mitzvah that you have to do yourself, you have to eat matzah. You can't let somebody else do it for you. You have to stop and eat matzah. And even though Talmud Torah is greater than all the mitzvahs, but the Rabban Hashem wants you to mekayim mitzvahs too. So the whole purpose of Talmud Torah is to be mekayim the mitzvahs. So it's a mitzvah that somebody else can't do, you have to stop and do it. Tosfos points out that's only mitzvahs. But tefillah, even what's it called, somebody who's learning Torah constantly doesn't have to daven. He had it by Rav Shimon Bar Yochai, what's it called, in Shabbos, if they weren't mafsik for tefillah. Okay, Omrulei, my boy is Hocher. So they said to him, what's it called, Rav Shimon Bar Yochai's, son. Right, Rav Shimon Bar Yochai told his son, go, Rav Lezer, go get a bracha from these two people because they're Anshei Tzura, they're person, people of stature. So he went to them and they asked him, what are you doing here? Omer Lahu, do Omer Li Abba, Zil Gabayo de Levor Chucha. My father told me to get a bracha from you. Omer Lahu, Yehe Rava, de Tiz Rava, lo Sechsad. So they gave him the following bracha. It should be the Ratzon of the Rabbanu Shalom, that you should plant and not harvest. Ta'ayo velo tepek. You should, what's it called, come and not go. Tepek velo ta'ayo. You should go and not come. Lechru beischa, velesu vushpizcha. Your house should be destroyed, and your temporary dwelling should be settled. Levalvel psorcha, your table should be all disarrayed. Velotechzi shasachar, you shouldn't see a new year. He also the Gabi Avu when he came back to Rav Shimon Bar Yochai, Omer lei lomi boy de bruche lo birchon ela tzure tzure. Not only did they give me a bracha, they gave me a klala. They gave me these things that mitzayer me. Omrulei, my omrulach. Just tell me what they said. Hachi v'hachi, omrulei. So he told them over what we just learned. Omrulei, hanach kula birchas adinhu. No, you have to understand it properly. They're all brachas. Tizra v'lo sechzad tolid bonim v'lo yamusa. And they wanted to test him to see if he could discern that these were brachas. He wanted to be machadet him. So they said it in such a way that see if he would understand. He didn't, unfortunately. So he said, what does it mean you'll plant and you won't harvest? You'll give birth to children, they won't die. Ta'ayo velo tepek, ta'ayo kal, so you'll bring in a new daughter-in-law, velo limsu banecha, and your children won't die, the lefuk tepek, and the lefuk, that they, what's it called, should go away from you. Daughter-in-law joins the family, when her husband dies, she goes back to her own family. And even though he told them he should have children, they shouldn't die, right? Here, it's a special, they shouldn't die before they get married. And even after they get married, they shouldn't die and leave you with the collar going out of the family. Tepek velo ta'ayo, right? That you should go out and not come in. Tolid ban, so you should give birth to daughters. Velo yamusu guvrayu v'lehedru levasoch. And their husbands shouldn't die and they should come back to you. The high almo ushpizach. This world is considered an ushpizach. It's only a temporary place. Vahi almo besa. And the next world is considered your house, right? Kever. So deceive kirbom batemula olam al tikre kirbom al kivram. So that means that what's it called? You should remain alive a long time in this temporary world and not go on to the next world too fast. You should have a lot of children. They should make a havoc in your make a balagan on at your table. Don't see a new year, meaning your wife shouldn't die. Marry a new wife, which is like a new year. So all of it was a bracha. Rashi. Vatal all your personal things for limurat Torah. But chetzei shem yishuba kolomer shem yesh lecha lasok b'mitzvah tivatul tamat Torah vasuk b'mitzvah. But chetzei shemayim are equal to Torah, and if you're learning, you have to stop to do a mitzvah. Vafilu chetzei shemayim lo demavatul mitzvah osik b'tamat Torah. And the other pasuk is mashma even chetzei shemayim you don't do in order to stop learning Torah. He thought it meant with business. You should bring in merchandise and not be able to sell it, but not bring it out. Right? Transport your wares to another place and it won't come. So he thought he was giving a klolah. The woman always goes after the husband. So if you're marrying off your daughters, you're leaving the family. If you're marrying off your sons, the girls are coming into the family. Shasa chadeta velo tepek velemus bincha the hadre nafke minoch v'hadre lebeinu shayat. If your sons die, their daughters will go back to their families. Their husband, their wives will go back to their families. Shasa chadeta zu shana rishona shana suin. Don't see a new year. New year means a shana rishona. To see kikach ish isha chadosha lo yetze lechra beischa beis kivroscha. Your house is your kevin. The lo somo shouldn't die. Shalo tich yala orich yomi. Okay. Rab Shimon ben Chalapta iftar mino de Rav. Rab Shimon ben Chalapta went to say goodbye to Rav. Omer lei avua zil gabei de levor chucha. So his father told to him, I guess Chalapta told him, go and get a bracha from Rav. So he gave him the following bracha. You shouldn't be mavayish or misbayish. Also gabi avua, omerlei, my omerloch. He said, what bracha did he give you? Omerlei, milin bi'almu da omerlei. He told me, Islam, no big deal. Right? It shouldn't be mavuyish. Omerlei, bircha, so the bircha in kutcha barichu Yisrael v'tonaba. He gave you a bracha that Rabban Shem gave Klal Yisrael and repeated it. So see, v'achaltem ochol v'sovo, v'hilaltem, twice it says in the two psukim there, lo yevoshu ami liolam. It's a big deal not to be mavuyish. Rashi, lo sevosh velo shibayish, lo tevushach, don't be mavuyish other people, kadesh lo disbayish, you shouldn't be embarrassed. Shalo tovali dekach ten tisbayish, because mida kenegin mida, you're mavuyish other people, you'll end up being mavuyish. The Tanabah Shonabah, he said it twice. Lo Yevosham Liolam, behind Lo Tavayish, Velo Tizbayish. Twice, once you shouldn't be Mavayish others, once you shouldn't be Mavuyish from them. Vosa Isha Tachshiteh, a woman is allowed to put on makeup, and Pashas, the reason is because it's like Ochel Nefesh. For a woman, makeup is like Ochel Nefesh, and even though we're Aser taking a haircut and shaving, because we're afraid that a person will leave it to Chol HaMoed and start Yontif without a haircut and a shave, women don't leave their cosmetics even for a day. So we're not afraid that if we let her put on cosmetics on Chol HaMoed, she won't put them on before Yontif. She puts them on every day, so that's not a problem. Tana Rabon, Elu hein tachshit einoshim. What is tachshit einoshim? Kocheles. Rashi will explain all of them. Upokeses umavira srak al poneho. Rashi, a pokeses, kocheles, nosenes kechol beinenya. It's a blue dye she puts between her eyes. They should almost know him. It should look nice. Like something in eye makeup, mascara. Pokeses, mechalekes sara lekan lekan. Rashi learns pokeses means that she parts her hair. Tosis says that that's not what it means, that it's some kind of. Braiding her hair or whatever. or she puts different kinds of dough on her face to make it red. Umaveres rak al paneha sam echad kedei shetira aduma. She puts some kind of red. What's it called?
Rouge
on her face, right? Okay. V'ika de'amri maveres rak al paneha shel mata. Some say that she puts this thing on her pubic hair to take it off. Devisu d'Rav Chisda mekashda b'anfei kalsa. The wife of Rav Chisda used to put on her cosmetics in front of her daughter-in-law. Now, she was an old lady. And the Rashash explains, a lot of people have daughters-in-law that are not old people. So, but here, Rav Chisda didn't have boys until he was much older. So he didn't have any daughters-in-law until he was old and his wife was old. So she used to put on makeup in front of the daughter-in-law. She was an old lady already. Rashi. Sachin alponer shalmata, kedei lahavir sar shalmata, in order to take off the hair. Haisa mekashta, kihani kishutin kedom racha. So Rav Chisda's wife used to put on all this makeup. Be'anfei kalsa, shoysa kol kach zekeino, shoysa lakala sheyeshes b'na. She was so old that she already had a daughter-in-law. Again, Rashash says this is specifically by Rav Chisda, who didn't have boys till he was much, much older. Yosef Rav Huna Bar Chinina kaneid Rav Chisda. So Rav Huna Bar Chinina was there by Rav Chisda, and he saw that his wife, who was an old lady, was putting on makeup on Chol HaMoed. The Yosef Vikomer lo shon ve'le yalda. Only young women are allowed to put on makeup. When an old woman, what does makeup help an old woman? Avos zekein alo, but an old woman is not allowed to put on makeup. Omer lehu Elokim, I swear you're wrong. Afilu imcha, your mother can put on makeup. Afilu ima dimcha, your grandmother can put on makeup. Afilu omeres al kivra, a woman who has one foot in the grave, can put on makeup. Damri inchi bashis inka bashis lekal tavla riyata. Right, a woman who's 60 is like a woman who's 6 when it comes to dancing. What's it called? In other words, women never outgrow makeup. Okay. Makeup may outgrow them, but they don't outgrow the makeup.
So this is the cosmetics company.
Loshanu hada amar osa isha tachshitela yalda bachura shadarka b'kach. Right? Ulohachi havi leisimcha b'moed. Right? It says, avoskeinu alo. V'hechi avde ishtecha hachi de mekashto ha-havi zekeinu. Here the Gemara says b'therish, a bachura. Bachura is an unmarried woman. And it says b'therish in halacha that a penuya Vein Nara, Vein Zakeno, Vein Nesua is allowed to put on makeup on Chol HaMoed, but little girls, Ketanos, right, there's not the derech for them to put on makeup, they are not allowed to put on makeup on Chol HaMoed, little girls, mashma, that unmarried girls put on makeup. They don't do it for their husbands, obviously, so they do it stop. A good woman is allowed to wear makeup, even not just for her husband. See, clear from this Gemara. Unlike the shtus, which is That's a cow word of some Beis Yaakovs that decided that they're going to make up a chumrah that nobody ever heard of, that they make you sign a paper. I heard this right from two people, that you won't wear makeup even the day of your chasana, and otherwise you can't go to that Beis Yaakov. Who in the world ever permitted them to make such a tenai? I don't know, but it's a chumrah. This way they can boast that they have something that, you know, nobody else does. So shtus, namashtus, no such halach. Woman with moderation, even an unmarried woman is allowed to wear makeup. Any Beis Yaakov that makes such a thing is a shtus.
No, but I'm asking, the shtus is because for the wedding day tonight or bichlal?
No, that just makes it more shtus. That a girl shouldn't wear makeup bichlal.
That's a shtus. Also.
Yeah, it's a shtus. Okay. If she wears it in moderation, if she's from this Gemara, a woman's allowed to wear makeup. That's part of what it went. That Ezra made the takana. They should go around and make sure the women have makeup to wear. Not just married women in their house. Married women outside and unmarried women are allowed to wear makeup. If they go wear it in a way that's enticing or whatever, it's also, then everything's like that. But if they wear it in a way that's normal, that's what a woman does. And it's worse than shtus. Okay. It's not what, and it's not sneeze. Okay, right.
But that was obviously just a question on the raya. Bachura
is dafka. You know, the halacha, it says pnuya. It says beferish. Halacha, it says. But here Rashi says, Bachura is dafka, an unmarried woman. Bachura, otherwise, you say tzi'ira. Suwa tzi'ira. Bachura means an unmarried woman. Okay. But it's not from Rashi. Rashi says the halach is a pnuya. They narrow just a ketan or not. That's all. Even a woman who's standing with one foot on the grave can, what's it called, mashma, even if she's an almana, right? Her husband died long ago. She also can wear makeup. Tambourine, I guess. A 60-year-old woman is just like a 6-year-old when it comes to dancing. Just like a young girl runs when she hears music playing, and a 60-year-old woman does the same thing. Same thing. It's a feminine need to put on makeup. Okay. Right. Rabbi Yehuda Omer lo sasud. Tanya Rabbi Yehuda Omer isha lo sasud. Hitnei nivuhula. Rabbi Yehuda says a woman shouldn't put on mud packs on her face because it manavel her when she puts it on, even though later on she takes it off and it makes her look better. Anything looks better than what she looked when she was on the thing. Umod Rabbi Yehuda, besid sheyachol lekaf b'moed shetoflos b'moed. But Rabbi Yehuda's mod that if you can take it off on Chol HaMoed, then it'll have its effect on Chol HaMoed. Not that you leave it on the whole Chol HaMoed and take it off after Yontif. But you take it off on Chol HaMoed, then you're allowed to put it on and take it off. Even though it bothers her now, but she's going to have Simchas Yontif from it when she takes it off. Where it says, does Rabbi Yehuda hold this Svara, that even though right now it's a tzar, since eventually it'll be a Simcha, it's called a Simcha, Vosnan, Rabbi Yehuda Omer, Nifroi Mehem Meshe Meitzar. The halacha is on a Goyish holiday, so you're not allowed to do something that will make the goy go and be molded to his avodah zarah. So you're not allowed to pay him a debt, but you're allowed to collect the debt from him. So the Gemara says, why? Because he's not happy by paying his debts, right? It's mitzayir him. He's not going to go to thank his getchka because he was able to pay his debts. So the Chacham argue, and they say, no, even though it kills him to pay the money, but after he's paid, he's happy that he's free of the debt. So even though it's sar for him now, it's a simcha after, and you're making him b'sameach and probably thank his God on his holiday, that's awesome. So you see Rabbi Yehuda doesn't know this. He'll right now, the guy is pained by paying his debt. That's all you look at. You don't look at what's going to be later.
But if you go to collect his debt and the guy doesn't have any money, he's going to go down to just help him out because he doesn't have any money.
No, we're talking about what's it called? where he's paying, not where he's not going to pay. Omer of Nachman bar Yitzchok, Hanach lehilchus moed the kulam meitzar after v'sameich lachasman. No, enachanami. Over there by Avodah Zarah, Rabbi Yehuda doesn't hold it this far. That if right now it's a tzar, what's going to be later, we don't care. But by Chol HaMoed, it's always like that. Right? It's always, you cook. Right now, you're not happy cooking, but you're happy to eat. All the halachas of Chol HaMoed are, right now, you're doing a tircha for a later hanoah. So, memela by Chol HaMoed, that's mutter. Rashi. It hurts her when she has this mud pack on and it looks disgusting. Even though she puts the sid on Chol HaMoed and it's a tzar, but she can take it off on Chol HaMoed, then it's okay. The end of the yantah, the end of Chol HaMoed, she'll be happy. Because this mud pack takes away the hair and makes her skin soft. Since it's going to make her happy afterwards, she's allowed to do it on Chol HaMoed. Even though right now it's a tzar. Does Rabbi Yehuda hold that this svara, that we look at the final product and not at what it's doing now? Nifroi mehem me'akusim b'yom chagam. Right? Yehuda holds you're allowed to collect debts from a goy on the day of his holiday. Meishu mit Messiah. Because it bothers him to pay his debts. The chol adam sheporei a meitzer. Person pays, it bothers him to pay money. Avalo misham lem mom b'yom chagam. But you don't pay them debts. You don't pay them money you owe them. Lefishas Mechem Yom Chagav Mod Vavod Azorah. They'll be happy and they'll go thank their Getchka. Get a Pirish Mesechet Vavod Azorah. So Meach Ulachas Man. So the Chachamim say no, even though right now that he's unhappy for paying when he has to pay the money, but later he's happy that he paid. Right? Shepar Alova Amay Niframeyam. So why are you allowed to collect from them if you hold the Svorah? Aval Rabbi Yehuda Lo Islei Hai Svorah. Mishum Shemetzurach Shav Shori. The Hechi Islei Hai Svorah Gabi Tipul Afal Pishum Metzira Achshav Shemechi Lachazman. So if Yehuda doesn't hold that Svorah by Avodah Zorah, why do we say he holds it by Cholamoid? Hanach Lilchus Moid Lahochi Om Rabbi Yehuda Hocha the Shori. Cholamoid is different because all the halachas of Cholamoid are like that. You put in work now, but it's for a future benefit. Afal Pish the Hocha the Shori. Afal Pishim Metzira. The Kulo Hilchus Moed the Shori Mishum High Time and Nami the Shori. Kigon Afiyo Bishul the Mitzayer Hashtag Shu Ofel Mavashel. When he's cooking, he's not happy. It's a tircha. Lahochi Shori the Sameachuk Shu Ofel Afiyo also Bishul Beyanta. But it's mutter because the mice of the finished product is he'll eat and be happy on Yomta. Okay. Ravina Omar Kusi Le Inyan Piron Le Olamater. No, Goyim are never happy that they paid their debts. They're not happy when they pay, and they're not happy later either. Omer of Yehuda, Benos Yisrael Shigiu LePirkon, VeLo Higiu LeShonim. Now we're going back to the different kinds of cosmetics. Benos Yisrael Shigiu LePirkon, VeLo Higiu LeShonim. These are girls that they have hair as if they're mature, but they're not yet 12 years old. So it's not nice when they're 12 years old to have hair is a nice thing. But here it's not nice. Anios tofus or some besid. So the poor ones, they put lime on them to take away the hair. Ashiros tefelus or besoles. Rich ones, they use fine flour. Benos malachim b'shemen hamor. And benos malachim use what's it called shemen hamor, which is unripe olive oil. Shenemar shisha chadoshim b'shemen hamor. My shemen hamor. Rav Huna bar Chiya omar satchasa. Satchasa is shemen zayis that has not grown a third. Rav Yirmiyah bar Ami Omer Shemen Zayis Levi Shlish. That's what Satchasa is. Tanya Rav Yehuda Omer Anfiknon Shemen Zayis Levi Shlish. Anfiknon is Shemen Zayis, another name for it. It's called Satchas, it's called Anfiknon. It's all the same thing. It's Shemen Zayis, it hasn't brought a third yet. It's very bitter. It's not kosher for the menorah, what's it called, but it's good for taking off hair. The Lama Sachin also Shemeshir Asasar. Why do they use this Shemen Zayis? Because it takes off the hair and makes the flesh soft. Rabbeibu Haveli Barta. Rabbeibu had a young daughter, Tofla Aver. So he put this stuff on her, right, one Aver at a time, because we'll see if you put the whole thing, you suffocate her. Right, it doesn't let the pores breathe. Shokol Badalid Meizuzim. She got married. He got in the dunya. See, things were different then. The women paid in the dunya. Got in the dunya, and the chasanim paid. Okay. Right. Right. The father-in-law got money, didn't pay the money. Okay. Ahu havi ahu kusi b'shvusei the havelei barta. So there was a goy in his neighborhood. He saw what he did to his daughter, and he got 400 shekel for her dowry. Tofla b'chad zimna, so he wanted to make a fast job, so he put it all over her body at one time. Umason, she died, so he didn't get 400 shekel for her. Omar kotla beiboy labarti, so he used to go around saying that Rabbeibai killed my daughter because I did what he did and it killed my daughter. Omar Rav Nachman Rabbeibai deshosi shich rabayin ban se tafla. Rabbeibai, who used to drink a lot of beer, so his daughters had a lot of hair. Right. Beer doesn't put hair on your chest, it puts hair on your daughter's chest. So because Rabbeibai drank a lot of beer, he had to, take the hair off his daughter's bodies. Ananda lo shasin, we don't drink as much beer as Rabbeibai did. Lo bayin ban se taflo, so our daughters don't need this process because they don't have an excess amount of hair because it only comes from people who drink beer.
Okay.
Kusi la'olam meitzer shaporeya. The Kusi is always sad that he paid. A yid is happy that he paid his debts because he did a mitzvah. But a goy doesn't know for him no mitzvahs, so he's always sad. He paid the money. What's to make him happy? By the goyim, it's not that Rabbi Yehuda doesn't hold the svara that it's bad now but good later. It's not good later for the goy either. She deal the pirkum, the seir. The ma'aser, they're mature. They have pubic hair. But they're not yet bas mitzvah. Shadayin ain't no din shalem sar. So the sar is not a nice thing when they're really young, little girls. Vosho sokach, and they're embarrassed. Anios toflos aseir besidu mashiras oson. Anthiknon, hainu anthiknon titoni hosom benochos. Anthinkton lo yovi. You can't bring shemen zayas of anthiknon for the menochos. Hainu oso shemen shosom izaisim. That's the shemen that you make from zaisim that are not a third ripe. So idiu shlish, lo bishlu shlish. Velomisochin oso. A kol honey komahadr, the komer toflin. All these that we say that we put this either the shemen zayis or the solus on their bodies. What's the purpose of it? In order to take off the hair and to make the flesh soft. The shakul ba arba meyazuze shenis yapes v'notli ba lokach. Right, she got pretty, and when she got married, her husband paid for a beautiful wife 400 shekel. He thought he'll do like Rabbi Boy and he'll do even better than him. He did a slow process. I'm going to do it all at once. And his daughter died. Because beer, what's it called, makes you grow a lot of hair and it makes your flesh very thick and coarse. So I guess it passes on heredity-wise to your daughters, and therefore they need this process.